the lust in your eye. I know you can't hide it. In your walk, in your vibe, make me wanna try it. Like a lax spinning rim, I love it when you ride it. You a stallion, baby, you know you got body. You working that thing, you twerking that thing. I love them G-strings, it's just a G thing.
No. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the all-new Tariq Elite Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as Tariq King Flex Nasheed, also known as Denzel Sausageton. And I'm glad to have everybody tuning into the new show. Today is going to be a great show today, everybody. We're going to have an exclusive interview with Spectacular, aka Sexy Spec, from the platinum group Pretty Ricky. That's who I'm bumping now. I'm bumping some of that old Pretty Ricky. And I'm going to have Spec call into the show a little bit later on. It's going to be a great interview, everybody. And also, we're going to take a couple of calls from the listeners and chop up a little game with them. But before we get into that, I want to say that today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. MacLessons.com, that is where you can get all my books, like The Art of Mackin, my books, The Art of Gold Digging, all my books. You can get all my DVDs. You can get all my online lecture downloads. If you really want to tighten your game up and make your game extra crisp, go to MacLessons.com. Also, if you want to hear some real tight game, go to MacLessonsRadio.com. And if you want to chop up game with other players and playettes like yourself, go to the UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com website at UPASite.com. But like I said, I'm glad everybody's tuning into the show. We're going to take a couple of calls right now. Then we're going to get right into the interview with Sexy Spec, a.k.a. Spectacular, from the group Pretty Ricky. So let's get into a couple of calls right now. What's up, player? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. My name's Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good, Michelle. Where you calling from, babe?
I'm calling from Chicago.
There you go. What's on your mind today, Michelle?
I have a question about a guy I'm seeing. It's really weird. He lost his job. I understand it's a bad economy. He did something. It kind of sounds like he's about to become a loser. He's like, he just had to move in with his mom, and he's all like, I should stay here for the next 5 years. I'm just going to sit here on my ass and all this. And it made him sound real loser-like. And like, I don't even want to deal with him anymore. Should I just, like how you say, charge him to the game, or should I give him a chance because I know it's a bad economy right now? What you think?
Okay, now it is a bad economy, and a lot of people are kind of throwing in the towel. How long have you been dating this guy?
For about 3-4 months now.
Okay, so it's a relatively new relationship.
Yes.
Okay, so was he working when you met him?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so he lost his job. Now, how old is this gentleman?
He's 32. That's the thing that kind of gets me. Like, you're 32 and you're bragging about living with your mother?
Yeah, that's not the business at all. I'm playing the devil's advocate because usually I get on cat's cases, you know, 30 plus dudes trying to move in with moms. Especially if you're not a dude who's fresh out of jail, there's really no excuse for that. You got to be up on your grind. But I do know that the economy is bad, and especially for the black community, the unemployment rate is at a sky high right now. But you just got to hustle harder. He can't be on that throw in the towel nonsense. So you definitely have to let him know, like, hey man, if you ain't going to be hustling, I'm not going to be around here bumming and having a pity party with you. You know what I'm saying? So give him some kind of incentive, but let him know that you ain't going to be sitting up here acting like, you know, the 40-year-old teenager with this dude. You know what I'm saying? You're a grown woman. You have grown woman things to do. He needs to be a grown man about his, and y'all need to try to do something together. Hell, y'all better make a Ashford and Simpson cover band or something, do something together.
I'll tell you, definitely. But he just, like, he want to sit at home and play Wii all day, and I'm like, look, I don't have time for this. I don't, you know, it's real loser-like, and I'm really kind of not feeling him anymore after he said that.
I feel you 100%. You got to let these dudes know, look, I'm not going to sit up and get high with you. We ain't going to sit up and play video games. You got to make them step up, but in a respectful way. You know what I'm saying? Because if you disrespect it, dude, that's going to make him more childlike with his mentality. But just, hey, man, make get your stuff together or I'm bouncing. Just let them know that, all right?
Okay, sweet. Thanks a lot. I really love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, babe. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Let's see who else is on the phone. The phone lines are lighting up. Who's calling?
Hey, what up, man? This is Derek from Baltimore.
What's up, Derek? What's going on up there in B-more?
Oh, man, everything's all right out here. You know what I'm saying? The scene is a little dry. I'm trying to actually venture out and do some other things, man. But, you know, it is what it is right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's on your mind today, man?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to shout you out for you know, everything you've done so far, for the books, the shows, the TV, everything. You're
yes,
doing
sir.
Your thing, man. Got to congratulate you.
Yes, sir.
All day.
You know, man. I appreciate that all day.
Man.
So what's on your mind? What's going
on?
Go ahead.
But yeah, what I wanted to get to, though, was I had a question. Like, when you first meet a chick and y'all exchange the numbers, when you on the phone, what should be, like, the time limit for phone usage? Because I know that could really bother you as far as a woman to think that, you know, you really into her like that or you ain't really got no other women lined up if you on the phone with her cupcaking too much. So I'm just trying to find out, you know, what's the time limit?
And you know what? I'm big on that. I'm not a telephone dude. I'm not the kind of dude that's going to sit up and lay on my stomach with my feet kicked up to the back bragging and gossiping with women on the phone. I hate that. When you talk to women on the phone, man, you got to give them the impression that you're somewhat of a busy dude. You let them know that you're interested in them, but you're just not going to sit on the phone just having idle chatter with them. If you're a real play about it, you're trying to make a hookup. You want to kick it with a woman in person. You know what I'm saying? You're a very physical type of dude. But yeah, definitely don't sit on the phone for like, I'd say no more than 30 minutes with a female. I try to keep it real quick, like 5 or 10 minutes the most. But no more than 30 minutes with a female. When you talk to her, y'all should be hooking up something physical. Like, hey, what's up? You and I need to hook up Thursday night. What's your schedule looking like? Okay, look, call me Wednesday. We're going to do this thing Thursday. You know, just take control of the conversation. Because women will keep you on the phone all night talking about Dancing with the Stars and T-Pain and Lil Wayne. All that bullshit. Fuck that. You're getting right to the point. You're making this woman step up to the plate on the physical. You feel me? So no more, I tell you, because you seem like you got a little swagger, no more than 10 minutes. Make it real brief. Don't sit on the phone thankful that the woman called you, because a lot of dudes are so glad that the woman called. They're going to just hold on to her and stay on the phone as long as they can. You do that when you're in the ninth grade. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. It's a new millennium right now. So step it up like that. All right, player?
Man, that was some real talk. I appreciate Tariq.
I appreciate that, man. Peace. Okay, welcome back to the Tariq Elite Show. We have a very special guest on the phone. We have, from the Platinum Group, Pretty Ricky. We have Spectacular, a.k.a. Sexy Spec, on the phone. What's up, Spec?
What it is. You already know, man. What's good?
What's going on, man? You know, the video is the talk of the net, man. Everybody's been talking about it. I took some shots on the Mac Lessons radio show. I had to go in on you a little bit on that, Spec. So, Spec, I want you to give your side of the story. What's up with the video, bro?
I mean, first, I'm going to start off like this. Did you watch the video?
I watched the video. I'm a fan of the group, so I watched
the video. Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing. I did.
It wasn't for you. It was for the lady.
But Spec, man, all due respect, man, a lot of the ladies, Spec, a lot of the ladies, a lot of the ladies are saying, all right, that was a little bit too much.
I mean, all right, I'm going to put it like this. You know what I'm saying? My fans out there ask me, they want to see me do the video, you know? And I mean, they've been asking me for a long time. So you say, you know what? I'm going to do the video. So I went and recorded it, you know, and I did it for them. You know, like I know it's hard to get people to go buy records these days, you know, so you got to satisfy your fans, you know, and I'm all about satisfying them, so they wanted me to do it, so I did it.
Now, Spec, do you think it was just a little bit too much, just a tad bit a little moist? Do you think it was just a little bit too much?
I mean, not for my fans, because we do that at our shows, you know, we done sold out plenty of arenas with that same stuff that I was doing on the video. I mean, ladies done seen that before. So, I mean, they probably talking about the underwear, you know, the Speedo-looking drawers with the Speedo cut. But, I mean, I've been working out, and I want to show off my physique. That's why I work out so hard for. I want to show what I got, you know?
All right, now, and Spec, you did a part two of the video where you kind of answered the critics, and you were doing some more grinding. Now, a lot of people said that kind of made the matters worse, Spec. So what was up with the second video?
I mean, one thing I know for sure, I can't satisfy everybody. You know, I got a lot of people that told me I love it, I love it. I just came from a radio station, you know, and it was all everybody that called that was like, it was super sexy, I love it, you know, and that's all my fans calling up. So as long as I satisfied them, I'm good, you know. I mean, but I had some people saying, Speck, what was you thinking?
Right.
You had on the sparks of drawers. Look like you're supposed to be in the movie 300. I done heard it all.
Well, you did look so, like, I mean, one of the, those, them were some super friend draws you had on, my brother.
Them Superman draws. but them draws came from me modeling, you know. I just started my modeling stuff, you know, and I got endorsed actually by the underworld called Life. So, I mean, it worked out for the best for me, you know, and that's where I get the draws from. You know, you do your suit look, your casual, sporty look, and then you do your underwear look for the sexy, you know what I'm saying, for billboards and stuff. And that's where I got them draws from. So I put them on. I know I was going to look sexy in them.
All right, well, Speck, this is my suggestion. Can I give you a suggestion, Speck?
I'm open to anything. Let's get
it. This is what you should do. You should have some female. Mm-hmm. You should do a video at home with like a couple of females and grind on mm-hmm. them. That would have made it look a little more OG with it. You know what I'm saying? When you do it by mm-hmm. yourself, if you grind or do anything sexy by yourself, there's a little moist undertone to it. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, I'm feeling good because the amount of pressure I got, the amount of publicity I got, I'm loving it.
I'm on every
major internet blog site or internet site in the world. I mean, my homie just came back from China, and they say they talking about it in China. I'm in China.
Yeah,
you feel me?
I'm
and in we home. International artists. I done been to Japan, London, Germany, everywhere. And I mean, it got away to Japan, and that's what I know about so
they
far.
Talking
that's
about
what my,
it.
My, my business partner told me.
They're talking about all over the world. They're saying the word. They're saying moist in Chinese. They're saying it all over the place. But Speck, let me ask you this, man. When is the album coming out exactly?
I mean, the album coming soon. You just got to keep us locked, man. The focus is on this record, Tipsy in This Club.
That's a hot
that's
record.
That's the record. Thank you. See? And that's another thing. Out of everybody that has something negative to say, they saying they like the record.
The
and
record
that's
is
what counts. The video is the video. The record is what counts for Pretty Ricky.
Absolutely.
And that's what everybody is loving, a record. So every time that video get played, everybody is saying, I love that record. And that's what counts.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's just go off the subject into another thing. Now, are you guys still cool with Pleasure P? What happened with Pleasure P?
I mean, you know, you get in a stage of your life, you just want to do something different, you know? And, I mean, he wanted to do his own thing, and, you know, we supporting him.
Oh, you know, so you guys are still cool with him?
Yeah, we cool. He on Blue Star Records right now, you know, and it is what it is.
Now, there was another dude who was in the group right after Pleasure P, and he's not in the group anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
Foreplay, his name was Foreplay, and basically he just ain't really fit the group. You know, we had a solo artist on the Blue Star Records named Lingerie, and he better fit in the group than Foreplay did. So no, Foreplay is a solo artist, and we put Lingerie in the group.
Okay, that's cool. Now, where you guys from, by the way, Speck? Where you guys from originally?
We from Miami.
What's up, Miami? We got a lot of listeners out there in Miami. And now you guys going on tour this summer or this fall for the new album?
Definitely. We definitely going on tour. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got the tour that we're going to be jumping off on. We got Pretty Clothing. We're in the design process. That's for all the ladies. I got my own jewelry company, Spectacular Ice. Big Boy Ice, Little Boy Price. That's my slogan. And if you want to check that out, you can go to SpectacularIce.com. You know, right now it's in, you know, we're still building on the site, but it's still a number, and we're doing custom things. And, I mean, we got Music Royale Productions, Blue Star Records, man. We doing it big this year.
There's
no Pretty Ricky going to be on top of the food chain.
That's what's up, man. You guys keep making hot records, man. Just stay your ass out of them damn shorts, dude. That's all I'm asking. Dude, but, man, we love
hey,
you. Man.
It ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's all good, man.
Funny,
hey,
man,
I appreciate you calling, man, giving your side of the story, man. You know, you guys seem like real good dudes, man. That's why I wanted you to give your side in Chop Up Game. It's all love, man. Anyway, man, tell people where they can hit you up, man.
I mean, if y'all want to hit me up direct, y'all can go to twitter.com/IamSpectacular. Because I am spectacular. You already know. If you want to hit Pretty Ricky up, it's twitter.com/RealPrettyRicky. Or you could go to myspace.com/PrettyRicky. Or if you want to see that video everybody talking about, you can go to www.youtube.com/ThePrettyRickyShow. And I mean, even Tila Tequila replied back to me. The Jonas Brothers replied back with a dance. I mean, this is a movement right now. Everybody on the internet dancing with their drawers on. So, I mean, it's going down, man. Shout out to Tila Tequila.
I don't know if that's a good thing, man. I got an anti-moist movement going on myself. We're trying to get people to put them pants back on and keep it pimping. But, yo, you're doing your things,
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you relaxing. I mean, and you vibing, and the ladies. Hello, what's up, ladies? Hey, but yeah. So you vibing, you feel me, and you dancing. And I mean, if you was to go to a strip club, the males would be dancing in them same similar draws for the ladies, and they throwing money at them. You feel me? So they got that for free. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Just like I said, I can't satisfy everybody, and I want to address this situation. People was like, "Oh, it look a little feminine and all this." Point blank, I ain't gay. That rumor was out there. I'm not gay, never will be gay. I don't have nothing against gay people. You know, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Gay people buy records, so I support the gay people. So it is what it is. Spectac, Tipsy in this club, Pretty Ricky single. Hit your boy up. Holla at me.
That's gay. What's up, man. Thanks for the call, man. So anyway, that's what it is, man. That's Spectacular from the group Pretty Ricky. Let me put on some Game Spit music right now. But that was Spectacular from Pretty Ricky. And I thought he was a pretty good sport about it. You know, I respect the dude because, you know, I was critical of him on my other show when he called up. So I respect that. And I should have got more into what went down with Pleasure P in the group because I think he was kind of holding out. It sounded like some more stuff was going on there between the group and Pleasure P. I don't know if Pleasure P stole his red shorts. But sound like some more stuff was going on right there in that situation. But again, Spectacular. I'd like to thank you, brother, for calling up to the show. Like I said, man, you guys make hot records. This right here, this is a hot record. But them shorts he had on was a hot mess. But that's the group, though, man. That song Tipsy is the jam. I like that song. As a matter of fact, we got somebody on the phone right now. Hold on. Wait a minute. We have another interview right now. We actually have Spectacular's red shorts on the phone. We're going to do an interview real quickly. Hold on 1 second. We got the shorts. Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling? Who is
this? This is the red shorts.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Now why are you whispering?
Hiding.
Why are you whispering? What's going on?
I'm hiding.
No, what are you hiding from? Where are you right now? What's going on?
In the laundry room.
You're in the laundry room. The laundry room where?
I'm in the laundry room at the Pretty Ricky Mansion.
Okay, what are you doing hiding in the laundry room?
Help me.
I don't know what to do. You're whispering.
Help
and you're,
me.
What are you trying to do?
I want to go back to Victoria's Secrets.
You want to go to Victoria's Secrets?
Yeah.
That's where you from?
What? I gotta go. I hear Spectacular coming.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the red shorts. That's the red shorts anyway. But I digress. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Show. Don't forget to get all my books. You go get my books, The Art of Mackin', The Art of Gold Digging. All my books go to maclessons.com to listen to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. If you want to hear some real deep game, go to maclessonsradio.com. Now, if you want to chop up game with other players such as yourself, check out the message board, UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. And you guys can hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. I will see you guys next time on the Tariq Elite Show. Holla.